With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The 19th State Senate District includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties. There will be a new senator for that district next year because Mike Knopfs cannot run again due to term limits. Jason Noble is the Democratic candidate in the 19th State Senate District. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you would like to do if you're elected to the state Senate.
Well, I'm a 33-year-old husband and father of two. I've been a lot of different places and a lot of different jobs. I grew up in Battle Creek. I currently live in Barry County. I've been a pastor, a substitute teacher, an exterminator, a little bit of everything. And I decided that Michigan had some priorities that we had to, reprioritize, to be honest, and that we needed to get our infrastructure in order if we were going to be able to put people back to work, and that someone needed to come in and help make those priorities a reality.
So on infrastructure, you are saying that Michigan needs to repeal Act 51. Explain to the listeners why you think this is necessary.
Act 51 is an outdated bill law from 1951 that regulates how we allocate money at the state and local levels, and it really doesn't work in these times because the county roads aren't the main thoroughfare anymore. Just the way things are structured in Michigan are plainly outdated in that respect, and we need to prioritize what roads do see those repairs, but also, empower with a proper budget local municipalities to fund their roads.
So Public Act 51 kind of deals with how the money for roads is dispersed. Does the state need to raise any taxes or fees or create new revenue in some way to improve infrastructure?
See, I'm not actually sure that Michigan has to raise taxes per se. I'm not opposed to it, but I would like to note to listeners that our current taxes, our state tax, is just under 5%. Just to round it up, it's easier to manage. And I think that rather than cut taxes a quarter of a penny, which is the current SHUTI plan, for every dollar earned, by the way, I think that we need to focus on how we're spending that money, where we're putting it, and go from there. First, I think if we have a living wage, I am a proponent of a living wage, that if Michiganders make, I'll round up and say $10 an hour right now, they don't, but let's say it is, that 5% is 50 cents for every hour worked on a minimum wage job. If the minimum wage was $15 an hour, and we had small businesses get tax breaks to help get them to that point, of course. If the minimum wage was $15 an hour, that same 5% becomes 75 cents on every minimum wage hour worked, and that is a 150% increase on the minimum wage side, and of course creates competition for skilled labor to compete.
Okay, explain a little bit more there about, explain a little bit more, because it's, just to clarify here what you're saying that you do want to give businesses some help if you're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. What would businesses get?
Well, small businesses, in my opinion, should get tax breaks when they employ full-time workers to help stop the gig economy where people are driving on the side, having three extra jobs. I want to incentivize full-time work for those seeking, and I want to incentivize the minimum wage increase as well.
On your website, you say you want to get money completely out of politics. How do you do that?
Yes. Well, I think the first thing to do is elect people who are interested in doing that, and I don't take any corporate money. I would like to change campaign finance laws to hopefully be a little simpler to navigate, especially for candidates who raise less and aren't, taking hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I would also like to just pass bills that keep super PAC money out of politics.
Do you think you can do all that and be within the confines of decisions which have, say, come down from the United States Supreme Court?
Yeah, I know. They did pass Citizens United, and so there are definitely limitations to that, and it definitely has to come from the federal level if we're going to end it once and for all. But I support the idea. I support bills and laws that we can put in place that might work to that end, or that might help regulate such monies, make it more easily identifiable to the general public who's taking what. Transparency is the key.
If you were in the state legislature right now, what would you be doing about the discovery of PFOSs, high levels of PFOSs in communities across Michigan?
Yeah, I think the first thing to do is to keep identifying it. At last I knew, it was about 1 in 5 Michiganders had PFOS, from Battle Creek down in the Air Force Base to other places around here. We need to first discover where the problem is, obviously identify the causes, and most importantly, work to filter it out. So we need a strong DEQ and a strong set of ideas how to get PFOS out and how to stop it from happening in the future. But the first thing comes from knowing where it is. And in a lot of instances so far in Michigan, we just don't know. And so I think that's the first step.
Okay, about 20 seconds here, a quick response. The Republican state senator got 61% of the vote in this district in 2014. What's your message to voters who are pretty used to pulling the Republican lever?
I don't take any corporate money. I'm not interested in special interest groups. And I am a lifelong independent who joined up because I want to help.
Jason Noble is the Democratic candidate for state senate in the 19th district. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Ionia counties. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.